Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into What's Poppin' What's Poppin' here in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Colin. My bad, Colin. Colin Neal. I almost call him Hughes. I don't know where Hughes came from either.
Colin McHugh.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, he spells it exactly like
that's fair.
My first name. So
there you go.
It's okay as long as it's not Connor. Whatever.
Colin Montgomery,
one of them names. Colin in there with a Sam Houston State hat on, and he's filling in for Figgy on the day. What's popping is we got a big time game tonight, prime time in a way. Even though I don't know how 9 p.m. is prime time, but you get it. Monday night, Texans at Seahawks. You'll hear that here on Sports Rail 610. 6 p.m. is when Texans countdown starts, and we are already getting a little bit of insight from the boys that are out in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I got a little birdie that says that there's a good amount of Texans fans walking around downtown both last night and this morning in Seattle, in the Pacific Northwest. And also, Mariners supposedly had a lunch party at T-Mobile Park last night, and you could hear them cheering. So this, I imagine they're going to have another watch party type thing there at the park. Teams tend to do that, especially with big games.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be an interesting dynamic. We won't see that from the TV side, but I imagine that you might be able to feel it. The kind of divided attention that's going to be happening.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a factor. We've experienced it here. When the Astros were in the postseason, Eagles came in, I believe, for a Thursday night game. It might've been Sunday night. The TVs on the concourse were on the baseball game. The crowd was making noises when they shouldn't during the game. And clearly everybody was had their most of their attention to the Astros, of course. And then, you know, you had the football game going on. I think it's going to be a factor. The other part, good trip. It's a good trip if you're one of the traveling Texans to go to Seattle. I could see where this might be some tickets available. And maybe if you're on the trip and you didn't have tickets, you can get them now. You know,
fair enough.
But it might be pretty good for the Texans.
Seattle, pretty good NFL destination city, ain't it?
Oh, it's a great one. It's a really good one. It's a great city. I think maybe you'll hear some Texans fans tonight.
Yeah, that'll be good if we hear a decent amount of Texans, being in there and maybe mitigating some of the you know the different feelings of playing the confines at Lumen Field there. Some other things that are happening, if you did not know, and we're going to get to some Rockets here in a second, but if you did not know, Christian Kirk has been ruled out for this game. It happened over the weekend, I believe Saturday, after the third practice, or the third major practice of the week, their Friday of sorts on the slid schedule. Yeah, Christian Kirk will not be playing in this game. So it'll be interesting to see. Watch the watch the active report to see if Braxton Berrios ends up being made active, or just listen to Texans Countdown. Of course, Sean and Seth will keep you abreast of those things. But
you'll get the inactives at 7:30.
I like the idea that some people might wake up and not know who was even active on the game because they got some bad so early. But somebody said that Kirk is a legal bank robber, same as KD getting paid like he's 22 years old. I don't think that it's to the point where I'm saying Christian Kirk is stealing money. It's just a little frustrating that he will miss this game. I am definitely not agreeing with that second part. Kevin Durant is not getting paid like he's 22. He's getting paid like he's one of the better players in the league, which he is. And he's leaving money on the table.
He is.
We had a reporter this weekend that Rafael Stone did it again.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the era of big-time players, superstars in the league, willing to take less money to be in the system that the Houston Rockets have created. Kevin Durant signs a two-year, was it $90 million? Dollar deal extension. So he will not just be here through the end of the season. He'll be here through the next couple of seasons, next three, I guess, if you consider this one as well, with those 2 years tacked on as well. He was eligible for a $120 million extension, max extension, which would have been 60 a year. He ultimately takes 30 fewer million on this two-year contract in order to help kind of mitigate some things you were headed into this year, or what you would have had on the back end of this year. Was $1.5 million, I think, somewhere around there, under the first apron. You'll now be above the first apron, but you still have room to navigate.
Yep.
And the prevailing thought is that should give you just enough room to sign Tari Eason to his rookie extension. The deadline for that deal, 5 p.m. today.
Yeah, you'll be hearing that real soon. You know, as people,
you think
like,
so? You're certain that
I think you will.
Been reporting. I think David Aldridge of the Athletic reported as such. But are you in on the idea of Tari Eason extension?
Well, I think you have to at this point, despite the injuries, just because of how good he can be for you. But the other thing is, clearly, this was something that was discussed well before Durant even came over here.
I mean,
100%. This is part of the plan, and you know. Kudos to Durant for doing that, for having this discussion, for understanding this isn't just a, you know what, end of my career. I'm just gonna cash out. He's got more money than God already. That guy is gonna make in salary before any endorsements or anything else, $598 million in his career.
Is that good?
Is that a lot of money?
He's gonna make $600 million.
Thank you for your support, Colin.
More money than any player in NBA history, including LeBron.
For now.
Well, but still.
This thing continues to grow. But yeah.
You didn't answer the question, John.
Yeah, that is true.
It's a lot of money.
Thank you. We were waiting.
$600 million in
good journalism,
in salary. So he didn't need the money, but it's also a testament to him as a hooper. You know, he understands how the game is played and how the game for his next 2 years here, you know, however long it's going to be, is going to help him.
And not to continue pocket watching, however, he also don't spend his money all that crazy. It seems like he is a very muted type of dude, although I don't know where he places all his money.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that he's going to be living good for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the thing that I love is it's a commitment, as you mentioned, that had already kind of been established. Yeah. In fact, media day.
Yeah.
I believe both Rafael Stone was kind of like playing coy, and KD was like, yeah, I plan on being extended.
Yeah.
Right? So that was, if he's in that place, you figured it would get done. But it makes sense. Like, he seems to be the type of dude that would love Houston, right? Like, Houston is a very particular place. I saw it this weekend described as the biggest town in small town in the country, which I guess you could view it that way. Like, there's some small town charm to Houston, even though it's clearly a big city. He's not the dude that seems like he needs the big city. Mm-hmm. Like, he seems like he very much likes the particular charm of Houston. So it makes sense that you want to stay here. But maybe the bigger point that I heard the fellows of Payne and Pendergast making earlier today, which is
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Look at how quickly the Rockets rebuilt themselves to a place where someone like Kevin Durant absolutely would make this decision to sign an extension before setting foot on the court, and it makes 100%, leaving $30 million on the table, and it makes 100% sense. 4 years ago, if you tell somebody who is a Rockets fan, this is where you'll be in 4 years, would have been hard to believe, would have been hard to accept.
Well, there was no rebuild, you know, per se. They just completely retooled and kind of went in different directions and got it done. This is fantastic for the Rockets. I mean, you can't ask for better because you're going to get your guys taken care of. They're not going to be griping. He's going to get an opportunity to play with, you know, at a very high level with a contending team. This is terrific for the Texans.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm very, very excited for it. It feels like they have now there's an urgency, but there's not a rush, if you understand the distinction I'm trying to make there. Right? There's clearly an urgency. They've now put themselves in a place after being second in the West. It's championship expectations.
Yeah.
But they have a 3-year window, especially once we get the news that we're expecting Tari Eason rookie extension. You have that core built, and it's a core that goes, what, all the way through 8? Right?
Like I saw 27, 28, yes.
Well, no, not through 28, but like eight players deep.
Oh, gotcha.
Which feels like, again, to maybe give even more credit to Rafael Stone, it's kind of incredible that they're here, that they were able to position themselves and then pivot quick enough. I'm amazed by all the teams. This one, not necessarily the Thunder because they've been planning this out for a long time, the Pacers that have looked up and been able to find a way in the new era of the NBA that you couldn't necessarily have seen coming because some of the CBA changes were reactionary, but it's no longer about how many star players can you mold together. It's how can you make a team that's 1 through 8 really strong because you're going to need all of them. The Rockets are firmly there, but they also have the high-end talent.
Well, it is that. You still would like to have the top three guys, the big three, so to speak, but they're well on their way to doing that as well at the very top of this roster, you know, with a man and obviously Şengün and Durant. So they're more on their way to that.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this and even more excited for the fact that season starts tomorrow against the reigning champs.
Question. So it feels, well, not question really. It feels like that, you know, we kind of all this forget that Fred VanVleet's out for the year.
No, we do. I mean, I don't know that we forget it. It's clearly an undercurrent for all of this. Mm-hmm. It is worth noting that he signed a 2-year extension, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 1-1 with the player option. That player option for next year is picked up.
Oh, right? For sure.
That's picked up. I don't think you come off an injury and go, let me hit the market.
Yeah. But, you know, you got Reed Sheppard, though. And I know all the talks about Kevin Durant and all that, but I think Reed Sheppard's going to be my player to watch this season.
Okay.
It's a big one.
I think he's going to be very key down the line.
That'll be one of the questions that we ask tomorrow in our season entrance survey that I'm gearing up for.
Well, you got a survey for us?
Yeah, I got a survey for you. We'll take a survey tomorrow to get ready for Rocket season because that starts tomorrow evening. It'll be on NBC on
how about that? I'm excited for that.
You ready for Round Ball Rock to come back, baby?
Yeah.
And I'm even more excited because I'll be at Little Woodrow's in Edo for the Houston tip-off watch party. Come out, hang out. Say what's up to me because I'll feel bad if you show up and you just don't say hi to me.
I'll show up out of pity for you.
Thanks, buddy. I need that. One more thing. And I did this for you, Lopez. Mm-hmm. How about Texas A&M?
How about those Aggies? How about those Aggies?
Oh, boy, here we go.
You know I'm not that guy, but I'm happy. Who wouldn't be if you're an Aggie fan? But I said it before this weekend. I'll say it again now. These three games are going to define just, you know, how big of a contender they really are. At Arkansas, probably the best quarterback they'll face the rest of the way. Some people would argue that. But I think it's true. Certainly then to go to Tiger Stadium this week. I believe they fell down to number 20 or thereabouts. LSU did after their loss to Vanderbilt.
Exactly 20, 10 spot drop.
But still it's at LSU Stadium and a really good defense, really good team, struggling quarterback, maybe injured
we'll get
a little
there.
Bit.
I was trying to give you an opportunity. They're number three. You're already looking at LSU. Right. Stop that.
What I'm saying is these three games are going to determine everything. That said, this is the highest ranking the Aggies have had at number three.
Correct.
Since the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
That's right, 95. They were ranked number three in 1995 before they lost.
Yeah.
And they lost immediately after it. So I get where you're going, LSU. Mm-hmm. But like, if you didn't know he was an Aggie fan, you heard the anxiety jump. That's the true sign of a fan, is when you're like, hey, here's a good thing that happened to your team. They go, yeah, but.
No.
Here's all the anxiety that happens to me.
Yeah, buts are always a great sign of who's a true fan.
Obviously thrilled. All I'm saying is it how real is it? We're going to find out.
Yeah, but we're not worried about real night. I was trying to give you. You know what? You don't even get that. A&M number three, whatever. But then also, shout out to U of H getting a big-time victory with a walk-off field goal. They're receiving votes. They're not ranked yet, but they are receiving votes. I think they're receiving the fourth most votes of a team that's not currently ranked. There you go. So shout out to U of H getting
didn't
a nice
play the
victory.
War
because you were going to be just anxiety all over it. We knew what was happening. We saw it coming. But shout out to U of H getting a victory. And I mean, especially on a weekend where Texas Tech also loses and tumbles down the standings there. Big 12 looks a little bit more open than it had previously had, especially because the Texas Tech was not able to do their tried and true path to victory, which is just vomit a whole bunch of points early and then kind of coast.
Yeah.
When they weren't able to do that, it got a little more interesting. The Big 12 gets even more interesting, and U of H right up at the top of it with only that one.
And we'll get into more details of college football on a Tuesday tomorrow.
Correct.
But
I'm sorry, they should be ranked. I just got to put
they
that
should
up.
Be
the Cougs or
they,
who?
Yeah, they
the
should Cougs. Be. That one loss hurt them, but they should be.
Yeah, and it's
be.
A good loss too.
But some premier job openings out there as well.
All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. Excited. For a fun day, a fun weekend of sports that we've had. We'll get to winners and losers later on. But coming up next here in the loop, who has the most pressure to prove that the last two games were not a fluke here in this game tonight? 713-572-4610. Get your answers in. We'll break it down next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.